Joining us now from the ticket staff is Gordon Keith with an exclusive interview with a famous Cowboy football player.
Thank you so much, Miller Man. I sure do appreciate that. Very kind welcome here to camp. You know, when you think about the Dallas Cowboys, just a few players come to mind right off the top. And, of course, Tony Romo, Dez Bryant, maybe Jason Witten.
Sure,
been
maybe
here for a long
Jason
time.
Witten. Yeah, of course.
And, of course, that famous number 29 himself, somebody Ross?
Joel Ross.
Now, this makes two Cowboys that I think that I've interviewed this week that have the least sports-friendly name. Joel Ross and Ken Bishop, who are two guys from the marketing department that you're meeting with at 3 p.m. today in the conference room.
Two very generic guys.
Extremely generic guys. So I interviewed this guy, and I got to tell you, the Cowboys that I've interviewed, these younger players trying to make the team, they're really smart guys.
Yeah.
I've run into some really smart guys here who seem like they're going to do really well in life whether they make the team or not.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, of course, Joel Ross, he's a rookie. He wants
rookie
to be
corner.
A cop. He wants to be a cop if he's not a Dallas Cowboy.
Okay.
So let's take a listen at my exclusive interview. And you're only going to hear this, I should mention, on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, and 96.7 FM.
Talk to you a moment about sports.
Sure.
Do you consider yourself a good player, man, at this point?
Yeah, I have to feel confident in myself at some point. You know,
uh-huh.
You have to come out here, believe in yourself. If you don't believe in yourself, then nobody else will.
Do you think it's important to believe in yourself?
Oh, of course. That's a huge aspect of the game. You have,
uh-huh.
You have to have a little confidence, a little swag, especially at the corner position. That's what you need.
Now, you went to college at Notre Dame?
Appalachian State.
And you grew up in Florida, right?
No, I grew up in Maryland.
You're married? With kids?
No.
Okay.
So I think you got the wrong player.
No, but I mean, you're 29 for the Cowboys.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah. All right, and your opinion, what is your opinion of Cowboy fans?
I think they're great. You know, they show up every day. They're dedicated. They're out here early. They really energize, and you know, they give us a lot of.
Do you hate them?
Of course not. Yeah. You know, I haven't experienced all 31 other teams, but I experienced this team, and I feel like they're the livest crowd right now. I think they're the best crew out here.
You once famously said that Jerry, the owner, needs to fire Jerry, the GM. What is your favorite soft drink?
Only thing I like is apple juice. That's all. That's all, honestly.
You like apple juice?
Yeah, that's my favorite juice right there.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And what is one stereotype of white people that you think is true?
I don't think I want to comment on that.
Come on, I can take it.
Nah, it's all right.
I don't know if you can tell I'm white, but I am white.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I can't tell you. I don't really stereotype like that. I expose it like that. I don't stereotype like that.
Is it true that we smell like puppies when we get wet?
I don't know. Is that true? Is it?
Have you ever heard that?
No, I haven't.
What's a stereotype you have heard about white guys? And don't look at my pants when you think about it.
I don't know. Sometimes my friends can't dance in the club, but that's probably the only thing right there.
If you didn't play football, what would you do?
I'd probably fall back on my major. I'd probably join the law enforcement. You know, that's what I grew up trying to be. So making this dream come true right now in the NFL, and I'm worried about plan A. When plan B comes, that's not worried about it. So I'm worried about it right now at this moment.
Plan B, the birth control pill? All right. So you'd be in law enforcement if you weren't a cowboy. But, of course, you want to be a cowboy first and foremost.
Yes,
right.
Of course.
And you're known as one of the more smartest guys on the team. What is your Regonk score? Do you know your Regonk score?
No, I don't.
Did you take the Regonk?
No, I don't think so.
You ever heard of the Regonk test?
No.
All right, what's the worst thing you've ever seen online?
Worst thing in general? I mean, I don't know.
Just two girls, one cup?
Nah. Nope.
All right, if you had to choose, if you were like on a deserted island, okay, and there was no hope of rescue, and you had to choose one or the other, pegging or docking, which do you choose?
Pegging, probably.
What's the one thing you can't do without?
Food. Chicken. Apple juice. All that kind of good stuff right there.
So if you had a favorite meal, a last meal, it would be chicken and apple juice. They don't sound like they go together.
Oh, well, hey, look. Apple juice, favorite juice out there. Favorite thing to drink. Food, it definitely have to be Jamaican chicken, probably. My parents are Jamaican, so I love Jamaican food. Curry goat chicken, oxtail, jerk chicken, all that kind of good stuff.
Well, it's kind of rude to call chickens jerks, I think.
No, it's called jerk chicken.
Oh, okay. It's a type of chicken.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And did you have a lot of brothers and sisters?
I just have one brother.
Mm-hmm. Did you get along?
Yep.
Is he jealous of you being here with the Cowboys?
No, he's happy for him.
What does he do?
He's a computer information system guy right now.
So he was the nerd of the family?
If you want to put it that way, sure.
Well, I don't want to put it that way if you'll take a swing at me. All right, and finally, what is your message to people? Have you written your epitaph yet?
What? Say that again?
Have you written your epitaph yet?
Well, I'm not sure what that is.
You know the inscription on your tombstone? You know, sometimes people put a little quote, kind of sums up their life.
No, I haven't. No.
Maybe he liked apple juice and jerk chicken.
Somewhere along the line, it would have to be that. A lot of other things important than that. So if you're talking about in terms of that, something more important right now I can't even think of.
Mm-hmm. Have you met Tony Romo, and what did he say to you?
I met him, you know, I just talked to him. You know, it's not like I know him personally, but he's a great guy. So,
mm-hmm.
Yep.
Did you make any jokes about naming his kids, you know, like Hawk and Eagle and
nah.
Sandstone?
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
No.
And what about Jerry? Do you have much contact with him?
No, I haven't. Nope.
Mm-hmm. And Coach Garrett?
Oh, yeah. I've seen it. I've seen him around plenty of times. I talked to him plenty of times. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And so law enforcement, apple juice, chicken, epitaphs. I think we've about covered it all.
Pretty much.
And docking and pegging, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Well, Take care. All right. Good luck.
Man, what a nice guy to write out all that.
He wrote all that out.
And so much was asked after you said, and finally.
I know it.
And then you kept going.
4 minutes left.
Yeah. The first finally came at 47 seconds into the interview.
I also like the tactic of you ask or you make a statement. You once said this about Jerry Jones and then ask another question on a total different topic. So he never really gets to go back and address whether he said that or not about Jerry.
So it gets on the record that he said it and he's never denied it. I think the question was, what's your favorite soft drink? And he answered apple juice.
Yeah. He doesn't like soft drinks.
Doesn't that sound like a bad meal to you?
Awful.
I've never been an apple juice fan.
Apple juice and jerk chicken.
Mm-hmm. No.
Huh.
But we will keep an eye on number 29 himself, Joel Ross, this preseason for the Cowboys, a rookie corner out of Appalachian State.